Saturday, May 8th. President came in late, had his meeting with the police chief and the others, then called me in at 10:30, had me in till about 1:30, chatting about a lot of things in general. He got into the follow-up on Agriculture Day. We got a bum rap on the newspapers on it because they let Larry O'Brien get away with attacking us on the cost figures, and that there were only 16 farmers at the dinner and that sort of thing. Nobody out defending us as usual. So he was concerned that we moved to get some agriculture leaders to snap back and make some mileage, turn the thing to a positive. Same thing on the business council, where there were a number of adverse stories with nobody on our side hitting it the other way. He also is still concerned about follow-up on the demonstration week. He thinks it's once again a case of our doing something well but not getting credit for it. And that was solidified by a poll we took that showed very strong public opposition to the demonstrations, but also a drop in presidential approval, which would indicate that the people don't tie him to the firm action against the demonstrators. We also got into a discussion of general strategy in the area of domestic policy, particularly with revenue sharing. He had Ehrlichman in and discussed the problem of Mills double-crossing us in the deal that Schultz is trying to work out with him, and that Ehrlichman resists. They're going to have a meeting on Monday on this, and he asked Ehrlichman to talk to Connolly in advance of that meeting. And then afterwards, they'll probably bring Mills in to see the president to try and lock him up. If we can get the deal that Schultz is trying for, we'll really come out in good shape. But Ehrlichman feels, and the president concurs, that the likelihood is that Mills is setting us up for a stab in the back rather than for cooperation. President and I also got into a long discussion along the same lines of my talk with Ken Cole yesterday regarding our whole approach to domestic policy, and the point that there's no reason whatsoever to try and develop any new programs, but rather we should be putting all our efforts against selling those we now have in the mill. The president buys this completely and got quite enthusiastic about my approach and wants me to really go to work on John on it. I had thought maybe when he called John in later, he would pick up the theme, but he didn't. So I'll start on it next week. This afternoon was Pat Buchanan and Shelley Scarney's wedding. The president and all of his family came for the services but didn't go to the reception. Then he had the White House correspondence tonight, which I managed to avoid. End of May 8th.